Phillips and myself with yours. John, are you here justifying yourself?
Just basically for information. It's a city street, but Sydney would like somebody up here for information.
I don't know too much about it.
On the physical note, there's kind of a opposition paper that the Department of Administration has in general for the community grant. They recognize very positive processing those grants, like I've added in. Operator was meaning the funding for physical note.
Okay, on the total operating.
Right. Then I'm not gonna go to your testify.
No, it didn't. That was missed. We didn't do the amendment.
About 1.5% on this take. You agree with that, Sam?
But they also recognize that this ballot instructs administrative oversight to be of 1.3% of the grants.
Can you help me?
Guess we'll have it at ease until everyone has been here this year. Re-adjourn. Reconvene. Whatever.
My name is Terry Otness. I'm professional assistant for Representative Pestinger. I'm not sure what you want on this. I haven't ever testified on it, but I'll just give you a little synopsis of it. House Bill 189 will appropriate $3.79 million to the municipality of Anchorage for the construction of Lake Otis Parkway from Abbott Road to O'Malley Road. The design work is being done by the municipality at this time in order to allow for construction to begin no later than June 1st of 1984. And the actual construction should be completed no later than the fall of 1984. Sam wanted me to relay to you that it's crucial that this project be funded in a timely manner to allow for construction of the new Anchu Junior High School so it will remain on schedule. Are there any questions?
Yes, Representative Phillips. Does Sam have this as far as supplemental request?
As far as a capital project?
Yeah.
No, it has not been requested at this time since we haven't worked on our capital projects, but it could possibly be included there, yes.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. I think that I'd rather have Pestinger here because my comment is that if it's crucial, it should be in that supplemental. You know, I know you're just trying to carry some water in this bill and it's going to be unfair for you. I would rather have the sponsor here.
I have a question. Do you know if this project is design ready?
I don't believe it is design ready, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps he could answer it better. This is something that I believe could be funded through. It's not something that's required for construction this year, if that's what you're saying, but it's just trying to get this funded at this time. I'm sorry, not as a supplemental. Funds would not be needed at the earliest possible time.
Okay. Do you have to know, or I can maybe address this to Mr. Bates, what the design cost would be for the project?
No, sir, I do not. I don't have that information with me. I believe the municipality is taking care of that. I just received notification that this bill was going to come before you yesterday.
Terry,
update the funding request for this project and to include in the municipality's 1983 capital improvement budget. Is it in the municipality's CIP budget and priority? What priority is it in?
I don't have the priority, I'm sorry.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Well, just for your information, Adeline, anytime you see this municipality, maybe it's one of the priorities.
Do we have any more questions?
I have one.
Your bit of water.
Is it your intention to move it still up?
It was the intention of the chair, the representative of the move it up.
I have no problem, I'm not.
Well, I would like to go a little bit further with Mr. Bates.
Question, John. John, on this, the budget itself, I know this is from the Parks Administration. Barbara asked a good question, I thought it probably deserved an answer here.
Do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I do.
Under total operating, this is 19,000, 20,000, 22,000, 23,000, 25,000. What is that anyway?
I would assume that would be the maintenance cost of the road. What did they say, 26,000 is what the municipality says. That's the only thing I can think of that the administration would stick on a fiscal note with in the operating column.
Unless, no,
excuse me.
That we're talking
yeah,
about.
It's probably the 0.5% of the total, yeah.
The position paper on the back.
Yeah, right.
Overhead.
Yeah. I understand the admin has started to take a percentage out.
Okay, Mr. Bates, going back to the question I had, do you know how much the cost would be just for the design this year? I look at this bill, it looks like it's this $3.8 million just for the total cost of the project. However, the project will not be able to be built until the fall of 84, or it has to be completed by the fall of 84, so therefore probably would be built in the summer of 84. Do you know what the cost would be just for the design portion of it?
Yeah. Design cost would run 6 to 8% of that $3 million.
Right.
They wanted to get it done by the fall of 84. They probably need more than design of the job, design money this year, because if they tried for the construction money next year, it would be very difficult from middle of May of next year to September when school would be open, if that's what the major reason is for, to have that mile of road constructed.
Okay. Thank you. Boot.
Thank you, Chairman. The upgrading of this Lake Otis Parkway result in increase in maintenance costs sustained by a big percentage.
Well, it's a municipal road, and they say 26,000, but it would be my prediction that you'd end up with another signal light at Lake Otis and Abbott, and probably one at Lake Otis and O'Malley, which would run up the cost to the state. I would almost guarantee you'd have signals there within 2 years after they built this. Yeah. Because right now, both those are fairly well, there isn't much of Lake Otis except a dirt road, so nobody uses it hardly, but I bet you'd be surprised at the amount that do use it, but Abbott is just basically a T-intersection, so it doesn't demand that. It's harder for a T-intersection to reach warrants to get signals. But when you go to a four-way intersection there, that's a very busy intersection. People are going to start to want to go straight and make a left up O'Malley to go up to the hillside instead of winding back through Birch and that piece of road back by Service Henshu. And that's probably going to end up having signals in those two. So that's probably the next thing after this would be a bill or some funds from the department requesting signals for those two intersections.
We're going to do just as a follow-up on that, too. Like, I think we should always ask the question, is this really necessary, this project?
Well,
Sponsor, please.
it's a priority in the local roads for Anchorage, so basically Anchorage has to answer that, but this road will be built someday. I can't tell you right now, Representative Boot, if today is the day that needs to be built, but it's a logical progression of the construction of the roads on the hillside, for sure.
Thank you. Just one other thing. Before we pass this bill on or do anything with it, I'd like to correct the spellings of Abbott and O'Malley.
I noticed that.
Did you bring that up?
Well, I noticed it. Did it get two T's? Direct the staff. Representative McBride. To paraphrase of Milo Fritz the other day, if St. Patrick were alive today, he'd be spinning in his grave. Oh, is there any further questions, Mr. Bates? What did the committee's pleasure on this bill?
You're the second person to read that.
I would ask that except we move the bill out of committee. The change has been suggested in the spelling of the word Abbott, the spelling of the word O'Malley in two different places.
Also capitalized road. Are there any objections? So ordered.
Is that where the individual recommendation?
Yes. No record comes.
I gave you the punch on that. I just didn't know that. I was waiting at the end on this point. What did you get for somebody to know?
As soon as this is the only order of business that Representative Cato had for us today, so as soon as we all signed,